Hello there and welcome back to another episode of the Lazy Girl's Guide to Podcasting. We're talking about monetization in this particular podcast episode, and this is going to link together with the next episode as well. So in this episode, we are going to be talking about all the things that you need to be doing before you monetize your podcast. And then next week, we're going to be talking about actual ways to monetize your podcast. For those of you who have been here before, welcome back. It is great to have you as ever. And for those of you who are new to the podcast or new to this YouTube channel, then hello, my name's Verity and I host the Lazy Girl's Guide to Podcasting, where we talk things podcasting. Doesn't get much simpler than that, really. So without further ado, let's jump in straight away with monetizing your podcast. And most importantly, what you need to do before you monetize your podcast, because I think so often people just want to jump straight in, which is fine. You know, we're lazy girls. We like to just get on with things. But at the same time, I do think that there's sometimes things that you can do and put in place before you go into monetization to successfully monetize your podcast, because there's a difference between monetizing and successfully monetizing. Anyone can say that they're monetized in terms of they can get different deals, but actually successfully monetizing your podcast is a very different ball game, in my opinion. So the first question I actually want to tackle is, can you even monetize a podcast in the first place? And my answer is yes, you can. It's not the same as monetizing a YouTube channel. There is no creator fund, for example, that once you get a certain amount of subscribers to your podcast or a certain amount of listens or downloads that you can automatically start monetizing your podcast. But yes, you can absolutely monetize your podcast. And the next question that I get asked is, how many listeners do you need in order to monetize your podcast? And my answer is, normally it's less than you think. But at the same time, I can't give you a specific answer to that, because there isn't a specific number that you need in order to start monetizing your podcast. You will find that for certain brands and for certain sponsorships, the particular companies will work in per 1,000 downloads or per 1,000 listens, depending on their terminology. But I say tend to, not all. So not all sponsors, not all companies will actually care how many downloads you get, even if you're a small podcast with a small audience, because what they're more concerned about is whether or not you've got an engaged audience. However, a number of companies will want to know how many downloads you get per episode or per month to the nearest 1,000, because they pay per 1,000 downloads for their adverts and for their sponsorship opportunities. So that's something worth bearing in mind, that if you are asked what is your download numbers or what are your download numbers per episode or per month to the nearest 1,000, that is quite an industry standard question. However, as I said, don't be put off by that, thinking I'm not getting thousands of downloads per episode. I'm not even getting 1,000 downloads a month, for example. Be thinking to yourself, well, actually, what can I offer? So you might not be getting those numbers, but what you can put across is if you've got a really engaged and specific audience and how that can relate to the brand that you are pitching to. So how much money can you make by monetizing your podcast? Again, this question, or the answer to this question, is essentially like the previous one. I can't give you a specific amount, because different podcasts will monetize differently and different avenues of monetization will bring in different types of revenue for your podcast. And the different factors that are really going to impact on the amount of money that you can make through your podcast are going to be your audience, your monetization options, the strategy you have in place for monetizing, your social media strategy, the effort that you put in, the time dedication, and, you know, the alignments to the moons and the planets, and if the sea came in a certain way. No, I'm joking now, but you get the point. There are so many factors that come into play when it comes to monetizing your podcast. And because of that, I can't give you an actual figure as to how much money you can make through podcasting. So on that note, before you think about monetizing your podcast, there are three things that you need to get in place. The first one is, know your target audience. First and foremost, you really need that understanding of your audience in place to know that the monetization options that you're putting in place for your podcast are actually going to speak to the audience that you've got and the audience that you are appealing to. For example, you might get this amazing brand sponsorship in, but if the product that you are putting out there and you are advertising through that sponsorship is of absolutely no interest to your audience, then that sponsorship isn't going to make you money because it's not what your audience wants to hear about. Equally, if you're putting in affiliate links and affiliate codes, for example, to your audience, to products and services that just aren't aligned with your audience's values, then that is not also not going to be fruitful for you. So you've really, really got to be aware and know your audience before you look at different monetization opportunities. And it could be even that you play around with different monetization opportunities and see what lands with your audience. For example, you might insert some pre-read ads, either as mid-roll, pre-roll, post-roll within your podcast episodes, and then you see how successful they are. You might try sponsorships, you might try brand deals. There's a whole variety of things that you can do, but you might want to try a few different things before you realize or come to realize what monetization option is best for you and your audience. The second point that I'm going to make is probably the most overstated yet least taken up piece of advice on the internet, which is about having quality content, because it really, really matters. Audience are not coming to your podcast because of the monetization option you've got in place. They're coming to your podcast for the quality content that you can give them, whether or not that's education, if it's a how-to, if it's entertainment, if it's some fact. There's always going to be some kind of need that a podcast is fulfilling. And yes, podcasts do always fulfill a need, even if it's entertainment and something light-hearted and humorous to listen to. That is still a need that is being fulfilled. It's not always that we're learning through podcasts or the how-to podcasts, for example. But having quality content is what is going to make your audience recommend your podcast to other audiences and in turn going to bring in new audience members as well. Remember that your online presence may look very, very different to another podcaster's online presence, and that is absolutely fine. What's important is that you do have an online presence and that it is relevant to your podcast. So this might be held in a variety of ways. It could be that you have a website. It could be that you're very active on Instagram, on TikTok, on LinkedIn. It could be that you're on a whole range of social media platforms. It could be that you're on only one or two social media platforms, and that is absolutely fine. It could be that you are growing an amazing email subscription list. It could be that you're really active on online forums such as Quora or Reddit. It could be that you're active on podcasting apps such as GoodPods. It doesn't really matter, as long as your online presence aligns with you, your podcast, your podcasting strategy, your promotional strategy, also obviously your monetization strategy, because you're going to need some kind of online presence in order to push your podcast, to get people to listen to it, and then for those monetization options to be successful. So I'd really, really urge you to just consider your online presence. This is something that I've done a lot recently. And whilst you might see the Lazy Girls Guide to Podcasting being advertised on several different social media platforms, I actually only focus, really speaking, on two social media platforms, and the rest is just copy pasted and then put through a content scheduler thing, because I feel like that works for me. But I mean, at the moment, the ones that I'm going all in on is Twitter, because I enjoy the platform regardless of what people may or may not think of it. But I enjoy the platform, and I love the podcasting community there. I am a firm believer that it is better to be on one or two social media platforms, go really all in on those and really enjoy being on those platforms versus being everywhere and the content's just a bit mediocre and, you know, you're not enjoying it, because that's not going to bring people into listening to your podcast. It's not going to build your audience either. So those are my three tips for things that you need to do before you implement a monetization strategy for your podcast. Make sure that you tune in next week, because in our next episode, I am going to be giving you 10 ways to monetize your podcast for free. So you can implement any of the 10 podcast monetization strategies without spending a single penny. So you are going to want to tune in to that episode on either podcast or YouTube. So make sure you are subscribed wherever you listen to your podcasts, or if you're watching on YouTube, make sure that you are subscribed to the channel and hit the little bell notification thing so that you are informed as soon as the episode goes live on YouTube and also as the audio podcast. Otherwise, I will see you next episode. Thank you so much for spending time with me, and have a great day. morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are in the world. Take care.